Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. Copyright Black Cat Publishing. Chapter 1. The Convict. With my father's family name being Pirrip and my Christian name Philip, as a child I was unable to say more than Pip. So I called myself Pip and was known as Pip. I knew my father's family name was Pirrip because of his tombstone and my sister, Mrs. Jo Gargery, who married the blacksmith. Ours was the marsh country, down by the river, 20 miles from the sea. One memorable, raw afternoon towards evening, I was in the churchyard, looking at the tombs of my parents and brothers and sisters. I began to be afraid of the dark, and was beginning to cry, when a terrible voice cried,
"Be quiet!"
And a man appeared among the graves.
"Be quiet, you little devil, or I'll cut your throat."
He was a fearful man, dressed all in grey, with a great iron on his leg. He had an old rag tied round his head, and he was soaked in water, and his teeth chattered as he seized me by the chin.
"What's your name?"
asked the man.
"Quick!"
"Pip, sir."
"Where do you live?"
I pointed to where our village lay, a mile or more from the church. After looking at me for a moment, the man turned me upside down and then sat me upon a tombstone and emptied my pockets. There was nothing in them but a piece of bread, but he ate it ravenously as I watched, trembling.
"Where's your mother?"
asked the man.
"There, sir."
He started to run, then